Okay, we've got to talk quietly because it's intermission during the Nutcracker. Jeremy Bradley here, live from Houston, Texas, at the Houston Ballet. And of course, you know, all of this fun is brought to you by our friends at Pricerazzi.travel. Flight prices go up and down more than the airplanes. Pricerazzi.travel helps you get money back. Register your email address at Pricerazzi.travel. Book flights on Expedia.com, and if they become cheaper in 24 hours, you could end up flying for free. Find out how to save on your Expedia flights at Pricerazzi.travel. The Houston Ballet Nutcracker is happening right now as we speak. The lobby's filling up. And I got to say, it's an incredible show. Now, you're telling me, I'm with Christian from the marketing team here who's promoting this show and speaking very highly of everybody. it's about to snow on me at some point.
You got it. Cover your head. It's, of course, not real snow. But it
well, now this is just misleading, folks. I'm not staying now. But yeah, you know, it's funny that there's no snow outside. I'm going to look out a window here, but you make it snow indoors. Yeah. How does that happen?
We do. We've got one of the scenes is, of course, the snow scene, and there's lots of snow that will happen on stage and white costumes, of course. But we also have a giant kind of snow blower type contraption that's in the ceiling that will make it snow in the audience.
Can I take home some snow?
No, it will pop on you.
Okay. You know, it's an incredible show. It's legendary. And this is sort of the new Nutcracker. You described it earlier. What does that mean as opposed to the old Nutcracker?
So the old one, as you can imagine, it was 30 years old. Almost, we performed it for 29 years. So over a million people saw it in Houston. And it was a holiday tradition, truly, for people. People grew up with it. I grew up with it. And so,
how old are you?
Three.
Okay. And you can count to it now, too, though, right? There we go. One, two, three.
No, but when people come and see the new Nutcracker, I think for all of the people that consumed, that watched the old one, they're going to realize that technology, stage technology, has changed so much, as we know, across the past 30 years. Lights, totally different. Projections, there's so much more that you can do now. You couldn't do that 30 years ago, as well as even down to the fabrics that we can use now, and the character heads. They're totally different. They're all new and hopefully durable for the next 29 years.
Well, and one of the interesting things that I love, at least with, you know, theater shows, musicals, what have you, is you can almost get distracted by the sets and the movement and the lights. And that's actually, I was, full disclosure, a bit of a nerd as a kid. And he's nodding, yeah. You know what? No, but seriously, that's what I loved seeing. The very first show that I ever saw was Wizard of Oz. And it was that, you know, the house is moving and all these things. And so there's so many moving parts. And like you say, technology, much more, you know, computerized and animated, perhaps. So where can people get more information when they want to check out the Nutcracker?
Sure. So the Nutcracker runs through December 27th, so hopefully that's soon that they get more information. Our website's HoustonBallet.org, so HoustonBallet.org, and it's live 24/7, so if you want to jump on and buy tickets, go for it.
In the event, though, that people may be coming here for Super Bowl, what other events, because you have shows all year round, you were saying, what's coming up this winter, this spring, what do you have on the go?
Sure. So we have a nice mix of programs. We do mixed repertory programs that have some world premieres, some Houston premieres in them, by some of the most up-and-coming choreographers from around the world. So we've got, but before that, actually, so if you're coming for Super Bowl, or if you're here right after the Super Bowl, we've got Stanton Welch's, who our artistic director, his Cinderella. And it's very potentially different than the normal Disney or Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella that you may know and love. Same story, but it's very much about women empowerment. And so she's kind of a tomboy. And she doesn't end up, well, I shouldn't say that, I don't want to give it away, but it's a little bit different. And so we've got that, which is obviously a huge hit, family favorite. And we've got Shakespeare's The Tempest, which is the North America premiere in May. And then we've got Stanton's La Bayadere, which is very much, that word is Indian dancer. It's very Bollywood. There's live snakes on stage, and it's really entertaining, so.
What role am I playing in that one? I'm not in that one. Where am I on that? I'm on Broadway then, is what I'm doing. I'm not here for that one. I'm just starring all these shows. There's no time. Get my agent on the phone. So again, one more time, that website address.
It's HoustonBallet.org.
Okay, so let's go get some eggnog and make it snow, okay?
Let's do it.
All right, thanks so much. Houston.jbonair.com. One more website link for you. That's where you can check out our fun from Houston. Houston.jbonair.com.